Okay, welcome to our Ingredients Face-Off Challenge. I'm Mike Adams of HealthRangerStore.com, and today we're going to be comparing the ingredients in Kraft Macaroni and Cheese Deluxe, upside down, with a what I consider to be a real macaroni and cheese meal product, which is what we manufacture and sell from HealthRangerStore.com. Now, this Kraft stuff, it's dirt cheap, and it's consumed by, I think, low information people who don't really know much about nutrition or ingredients, but it's very popular. But what are people actually eating when they consume a product like that? So if we look up the ingredients, and you can show my screen, here it is. We're just checking the ingredients of Kraft Mac and Cheese Deluxe Original Cheddar. And oh, it brags about it. It's like made with real cheddar cheese. If you go down here and you look at the ingredients, here you go. You have enriched macaroni product, which is a processed wheat flour with, glycerol monostearate. Then it's enriched with niacin and ferrous sulfate. And it's required to be enriched by law because the processing of the wheat strips out so much of the nutritional content, they have to put things back in like folic acid. Okay, so that's your first clue right there. Then the cheese sauce is made from the following. Here it is. Whey, cheddar cheese. I don't have any problem with these so far. And then canola oil. So here's your seed oil that's in the product, also known as rapeseed oil. And then there's a milk protein concentrate, sodium phosphate, milk, whey protein. And then it goes into these salt, lactic acid, sodium alginate, that's like a thickener, sorbic acid as a preservative, milk fat, paprika for color. This is actually good. This is to their credit. They're not using the artificial dyes in this. They've got annatto for color, enzymes, modified food starch, that's and maltodextrin. Both of those are usually from genetically modified corn. And then you got the monoglycerides, salt, and then some medium chain triglycerides that's often used as a flow agent for the powder. All right, so it's not the worst label we've ever seen, but it's pretty much processed. I would consider it processed junk food. Now, compare that to our product when we make macaroni and cheese here at the Health Ranger store. And yeah, go ahead and show it. There it is. We sell it packaged in these buckets, and there are 56 servings per container. So it's macaroni and cheese dried. It's 36 ounces. And if you're wondering what we put into our products, well, check it out. Here it is. So the pasta elbows are organic quinoa pasta elbows made out of quinoa, organic rice, and organic amaranth. And then we have our organic white cheddar powder, which is actual cheddar cheese, and then organic heavy cream powder, which is actual organic heavy cream, organic butter powder, right? These are expensive ingredients. And I'm not claiming that we're price competitive with Kraft, we're not. Organic whey protein powder, and then organic onion powder here, and organic black pepper powder. And that's literally it. Those are the only ingredients in the product. We don't even add salt because we figure, well, you can add salt if you want to, and you can salt it to taste. But this bucket, you know, again, it contains many, many meals out of this, several individual packs inside the bucket. And what you get is real organic lab-tested food with honest ingredients. We don't try to create, you know, the impression of cheese powder. We just use cheese powder. You know, we don't try to create the impression that there's butter powder in it with butter flavor or something else. We use real butter powder. And same thing with the cream powder. So the reason it tastes like cream is because it's made with actual organic cream. And again, you know, Kraft isn't the worst. There are other brands that are even far worse. Some brands probably you can buy at the dollar stores that are just absolute crap. That would be quite an experiment to go look at those. But that's food for people who don't know what they're eating, frankly. It's people who just don't have any knowledge of health or nutrition. And sadly, they're going to pay the price with that because those foods with the artificial dyes and all the chemicals and the preservatives and all the refined processed carbohydrates and all that garbage, That's not good for you to keep eating that in the long run. It's not good for you. You want to have a good, healthy life and good longevity and good both cognitive and physical performance in your life. You're going to need real food ingredients that are clean, that are lab tested, that are certified organic wherever possible. It's all non-GMO. And we do the lab testing ourselves. So we can assure you that it's clean. We can show you the heavy metals test. We can show you the glyphosate test. We can show you the aflatoxin testing or the microbiology, the E. coli, the salmonella testing, and other tests for certain products that we conduct as well. So when you want the best macaroni and cheese that is ready to make, all you need to do is boil water and you put these in and you can make macaroni and cheese. Add some salt if you want some additional salt. I actually add salt to this formula because it's you know, completely unsalted. There's no added salt. But this is the best macaroni and cheese that you can imagine. And it's real and it's healthy. You can find it at healthrangerstore.com. Just search for macaroni. And when you purchase any of our products, you're also helping to support our platform. And, you know, or you could go out and buy, Kraft processed macaroni and cheese or whatever, or other brands. If you hate yourself, you know, like if you don't want to be healthy, then you can buy a bunch of processed food with chemicals. But if you love yourself and you love good, real food, then shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. And we thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thanks for watching. Take care.